Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Butterini. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Iazza. The throw from Butterini and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball four. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee bunts in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Frey steals second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and has Frey trapped. There's the throw to Chiazza who throws to Bartel, who tags Frey for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bartel strikes out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza takes first base on ball 4. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chiazza moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0 for 1 in the game. Marti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhattarini is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bhattarini hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chiazza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-2 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott bunts in front of the plate. Bottarini fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. Ripple moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripple scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehead for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bottarini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottarini is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bottarini strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Bill Lee. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chiazza hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bottarini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Frey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 3 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chiazza. Marte moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.